Oh, boy.
That was the first thing that crossed Bill Findlay's mind when he was given the task of getting Busch Stadium ready to host two of the top soccer teams in the world. Findlay is the head groundskeeper at Busch. He's in charge of making sure the grass is green, the arch and center field perfectly mowed, the foul line straight, the base paths well packed. But by Wednesday night, he'll have to undo most of that. That's when Man City and Chelsea take the field for a practice session before Thursday's game.
Obviously, it's very stressful for me and my crew. We want to make sure that we're giving the best possible playing surface to the baseball team. As a groundskeeper, I have to kind of roll with the punches, so to speak.
Putting a regulation soccer pitch into a baseball stadium has a lot of potential knockout blows. Findlay and a crew of about 20 have 3 working days to make final measurements, dig out the infield dirt, including the pitcher's mound, lay sod, and paint the actual pitch.
We can sod in our sleep, so putting the actual grass in the dirt areas, that's going to be the easy part. The hard part is getting the dirt out without wrecking the field in the process.
It's just before 11 o'clock on Monday morning, and crews with shovels and rakes are working their way around the infield, scraping the dirt into a conveyor belt that's then blowing it into a utility cart. Nearby, a backhoe is demolishing the pitcher's mound. Keeping a watchful eye on the process is Jason Griffin, the head groundskeeper for Chelsea, and he says he likes what he sees.
This isn't new to us, but the process, what they're doing out here, is a new way of doing it, and it's very good. It's very good. It's going to be nice and flat, which is what both teams want.
A scene like this is likely to become more and more common at Busch and throughout the major leagues, says Joe Abernathy, the vice president of operations at the stadium.
We've got a tremendous asset here at Busch Stadium. We're challenged to see how can we take advantage of that asset on those non-game days. We only have games 81 times a year.
Abernathy says timing is the most important factor when it comes to scheduling a special event like Man City-Chelsea. A 7 to 10 day window is the best, especially earlier in the season when it's not as hot and any repairs to the field are easier to do. He says the Cardinals organization was always excited about the possibility of soccer matches at Busch.
It'd be a low impact sort of an event on the field as opposed to a concert where we're covering the stadium with some type of field cover and putting seats and stages out there.
In fact, Findlay says, aside from being new, the conversion to a soccer pitch isn't the most stressful special event he's dealt with.
Definitely the U2 concert, having to resod the whole field in the middle of July after a concert and then playing on the field, what, 3 days later, 2 days later, and then having to go the rest of the season with that fresh sod that we put on the field in July.
Abernathy and Findlay know that people will be watching to see how well the crew can make the switch from baseball to soccer and back again on a tight timetable. European teams are doing more traveling, says Abernathy. A successful exhibition opens up the possibility of getting other field sports like lacrosse. And because Major League Baseball doesn't take a percentage of the ticket sales as they do with Cardinals games, special events mean more revenue. Head groundskeeper Bill Findlay says that's why he's willing to take one for the team and dig up those perfectly groomed base paths.
You know, I signed up to be a baseball groundskeeper, so you'd rather just be doing baseball. But, you know, I work for the Cardinals, I work for the organization, and this is how I help the organization, by making these events happen.
And even if the forecasted rain leads to long hours, he says Manchester City and Chelsea will have a field by Wednesday night. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.